So apparently they could hear that track playing then.
Okay. This is rolling on to another song.
No, don't worry. I've turned the thing off. It's all good. Funny. Oh, my God. We're such boomers.
But I wonder if they actually just heard it when it came in.
Like, maybe.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's just like maybe it was just at a quiet level, you know.
Yeah.
Music was a lot more dynamic in the 90s. You know, none of this, perceived loudness crap that we got now.
No. That was a great song, though. And I'll be honest, I'm not sure I had heard that. I'm real into it.
I mean, I couldn't name you another song by Olive, but I really...
You know that one.
Yeah, I really love that song. It's a great song. And yeah, that's the Body Electric vibe. That's what we were kind of going for.
Yeah, right. Cool. And like... what's your vibe for tonight?
Well, yeah, very... I mean, obviously, there's a couple of songs I've played you are kind of in that pop realm. Tonight, we're kind of going a different route. I am going to play a version of Body Electric tonight, but I'm going back-to-back with Aya Luna, who's kind of more in the 140 kind of bass music scene. I really love her music. And even though we create very different music, like, I feel like our vibe and how we approach music is very... similar. It's very visual. We always want to create a journey as opposed to just like playing bangers one after the other. So we've kind of met a kind of cool point. So we're playing together tonight. So it's going to be a pretty unique set for me because I wouldn't have really played a set like this before. But we're DJing back to back. Obviously, I often do live sets, but tonight it's going to be a DJ set. If it's a party, if it's like a birthday party, which this is, you know, Echo Train's fifth birthday, it's a DJ set, you know?
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, I love that. And so what was... How did you get involved in Echo Train?
I think I just met Ben, who runs it, and I got put on a show. They used to do this event called Foster Care, which used to also have Foster Care Radio, which has now become Echo Radio or Echo. And I got asked to play one of those. And then we just kind of connected through that. And then Ben just asked me if I wanted to put out some music on his label. And I said, sure. Although what I was making at the time was very different to what the label had put out. But I kind of like bent my creativity to kind of fit the brief, which was a nice challenge, and I really like the songs that came out of that release.
Yeah, right. I'm very excited. So you wouldn't be one to kind of claim you have one style, one genre?
No, I don't claim I have one genre. As I said, I don't want to be a one trick pony, but I think that everything inherently feels like it is me. What I mean? Even if it's like a pop song, an avant pop song, or like a noise song, it has. And that's interesting when I play live too or DJ. It's like I try and present all of those ideas as one cohesive mix. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like it all seems like me. I don't really think about what I'm going to make when I sit down to make it. It just kind of happens. Do you know? Subconsciously, I've heard something else, or I've been listening to a pop song or whatever it is, and then I'm like, I just end up making a song in that kind of vein or taking influence from that kind of vein. Yeah,
that is cool though. Yeah, that is cool. Do you have another track for us?
I'll play one of my favorite tracks from Echo Chain Records, which is a song called Ghost, but it's like G-O-4-5-T by Ultraviolet. Ultraviolet is based in Wellington at the moment, but we'll be down here for the show. He is also playing tonight.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I love this tune. We'll be right back.
Oh, that wasn't a smooth fade out at all. Sorry. oh my god, that was terrible. Great track.
Yeah, great Ultraviolet. Track. Great artist. I love their release. It's always really ethereal and a pleasure to listen to and to play as well.
Now, if you're wondering, like, oh gosh, Liam's really cutting into Peter's showtime. Thank fuck it's Friday. Can't be on today. Peter's unfortunately ill, but he's been a little shitbag on the text machine, so I'm in no rush to play the pre-record he just sent me. So there you go, Peter. Don't be
cheeky. Was that what that was?
Yeah.
I saw someone. Did someone take control of your screen and try and make it on?
Yeah, so you can like hop into all the computers. It's quite cool. It's quite cool, yeah.
Unless you're the one whose computer is being hopped into.
Yeah, hacker man, get out. Jamie, bloody Jamie. Now he's just going to start playing the show.
What's going on?
He's going to start.
Don't, not. No.
Not, seen those memes.
Not that website. No.
Oh, come on. Jamie, I don't think that's appropriate for the workplace, actually. whoa. Ooh, that's a dodgy video there, Jamie.
What are they doing with that cup?
oh, dear.
They're drinking from it. It's a party.
So I have to ask, coming into summer... Busy periods.
It is a busy period.
Are you going to be busy?
Yeah, I feel like I'm maybe less busy than I was last year because stuff's more spread out. But I mean, yeah, I've got obviously the show tonight and then moving into the festival season, Twisted Frequency.
Cool.
And doing a couple of sets there. Although I'm not going to go for the full time this time because going to that festival for 5 days, it really, really takes the life out of you. And it takes you a few months to recover afterwards. So I'm just popping in for the set this time.
Yeah.
Jazz Patterson is playing Electric Avenue, a nice session with Jazz as well. So I'm playing Electric with Jazz.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So if you want to hear Body Electric live, spend however much Electric, $2,000 to come and see us. And then a Two Minds Festival as well, which the lineup just got announced the other week. And I've never actually been to Two Minds, but this is my first time going and playing, and I'm really excited.
The last two Minds, well, there's only been two, I have both thoroughly enjoyed to the point where I was annoyed, where I was like, oh, I didn't want to enjoy this much.
Right.
Like, but it was just absolutely fantastic. Now, I've never done Twisted Frequency. That's my shame.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I mean...
It's good to try it out. I don't know if there's like a... I think that it's become quite a unique festival in New Zealand. To me, originally, like I went when it first started in 2014, and I mean, to be honest, I didn't like it. It was very like kind of sci focused, a bit too like not love and peace to the hippies out there, but it was a bit too hippie for me. It kind of had that, you know, that real strong Golden Bay vibe.
Very much Golden Bay.
But they kind of started, I don't know, asking different artists to play, started getting more like techno artists and now bands and stuff. There's no like massive sponsorship with the festival either. So everything they do is pretty legit there, you know?
Yeah.
Like small vendors, you know, just taking their food trucks along. There's no like, it's no alcohol.
I love that sort of thing.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a cool vibe and it's a beautiful river next to it. But yeah, it is hard work. It's, you know, 5 days of sun, especially if you're playing like multiple sets too. It's a long time.
Yeah. My hesitation is. Not so much the length, it's the length of time in a tent. I'm not like...
Well, you need to do what our friend Martin does, and he invested in a van, not for Twisted Frequency.
Yeah.
But like the van thing definitely helps out.
Definitely the way to go, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully this year I've booked like an artist tent, so like I don't have to set anything up, which is like...
It's nice.
Which is where you just slide. But they have a quiet camp as well, which is real good too. Cool. So you could... Maybe just hit up Martin and say, "Hey, Martin, I'm coming with you, and we're going to sleep in your van."
Yeah,
that's what Kate Land did last year.
Yeah. No,
she commanded the van.
I believe she would do that. Yeah. No, that's great. That's hilarious. Are you a big outdoorsy person?
I would like to be more outdoorsy than I am. I mean, I like being on the ocean. Hence the name Jonas Orca, you know.
Yeah, right.
This guy absolutely loves Wales. Not the country, but I do love Wales the country too.
Yeah, right.
Love and peace to Kimdu. Is that how we say it? Something like that?
I don't know how it's just, I know the leaders don't sound like what they look like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a little bit of an outdoorsy guy. Yeah, although being at a festival is, I don't really class as outdoorsy. It's more like just kind of dusty,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
I, yeah, yeah. I, you know, I love going on a walk. I love
it.
Love, I'm in Wellington a lot, and the Greenbelt is beautiful. Lots of, yeah. Have you been to Wellington recently?
I haven't been to Wellington since February.
Okay. Well, they were probably maybe already there in February, but you know, Zealandia has done that like kaka breeding program.
Yeah.
And there's kaka in the city. I see them every.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They don't land in the city, but you just see them flying over all the time and outside people's houses and stuff. And I'm like, that's really cool. I wish we had more of that in Christchurch.
Yeah.
You know, where are the native birds at? Where are they? Where are the tui?
Well, do you want to know something wild?
Shoot.
Feel almost blasphemous saying this on the radio, but we are the Garden City, right? Mm-hmm. Christchurch, Garden City. That's not a newly established thing.
Yeah.
We actually have lower tree coverage than both Auckland and Wellington.
Yeah. You look at the Port Hills, we can see them from here. It's like they are kind of, I mean, there's a lot of houses there, but definitely it's quite a beigey grey hue.
Yeah, like you're not seeing a lot of trees, really, are you?
Yeah. I had this theory, and I don't know how true it is, but I'm from Kent. Right, in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Like kind of southeast London, but Kent is called the garden county.
Oh,
you know,
is
the
it?
Garden of England, that's what they call it.
Yeah, right.
And in Kent there is the city of Canterbury, and within Canterbury there is a small suburb where the university is called Christchurch.
So
I feel like they've come in and gone, the colonizers came in and went, this is Canterbury, this is Christchurch.
Yeah, right.
This is the Garden City.
That was probably it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they should have called it the Swamp City, because this should be a big, big, big marshy swamp, right?
Yes, well, yeah, I don't know why they built on it in the first place, but here we are.
Where are the takahe? Bring them back.
I know, where's the native birds? Anyway, you have one final song for us.
Yeah, I do, if you want me to play
it.
Yeah,
I do want you to play it.
So, at some point in January, Echo Train, for their fifth birthday, is going to be releasing a various artists, like a compilation, which will feature most of the artists who have released on Echo Train, and also some ones who haven't yet. So, just kind of pulling more people in who kind of fit the vibe of the label. There was Ben did a fundraiser a couple of years ago. I can't remember the mental health charity that he raised funds for, but this various artist was for that, and we did a show a couple of years ago. I was in the UK at the time, so I didn't play, but this is one of my songs from that that various artist. It's called There Are No Wrong Answers, and I have no idea if it's ever been played on the radio, because I don't think I ever sent it out to radio. So
but
it is on Spotify. But yeah, a lost gem in the Jonas Walker archives.
I love this. Get to know you. Get to know you. Some great musical selections today. Thank you.
And two of them were me.
Hey, you got to promote yourself. You do. Though, you know. Actually, in terms of that, how are you with that? You know, like, because musicians have to do it all these days, you know?
Yeah, I engage with the things I want to engage with, but I, you know, I think that there's, I mean, you have social media. You've seen, like, the patterns of, like, people posting, like, TikToks. I just wrote the song of summer or whatever it is. And that kind of, you know, content that's, it goes viral and the algorithm wants you to adhere to. It's like, I have to stay away from that because it just, like, I feel like it devalues the song, or the song itself. But yeah, I'm a lot better than I used to be. I think I feel sorry for my friends and people who don't need to see stuff I'm releasing all the time. But unfortunately, you've just got to, like, you've to get better. I think you just got to put stuff out and just, yeah, you have to do the risk. And people will, like, be like, oh, this is really annoying. This person's really annoying, or this song's ridiculous. Yeah. It's just like what you do when you make art. It's just like, yeah, it's just what happens. I was actually listening to. Do you know Blind Boy? The Irish comedian. He does a podcast.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
He's actually really, every week I listen to his podcast, he's always, like, talking about, he's just put out, like, a documentary and some other things. And he says when he puts it out, it's inevitable that the negative feedback comes in, the hate comes in. It's just like, you just have to deal with that. And that's not what I'm dealing with. But I mean, like, inevitably people are going to be like, oh, I wish that person would stop putting that. But, like, what are you going to do? Like, you just, you know, I can't pretend I've got, like, a label or someone else doing it for me. It's just like, I have to tell people about it, because otherwise what's the point, you know?
So what's on the agenda for your day?
Well, like all musicians, I'm going to go to work. That's, well, actually, it's a little bit music related, but
yeah, that's what it is.
I do teach music, but I'm not teaching today. I'm just marking today, so that's marking. What I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to go set up at Evil Genius for the show tonight.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I can bust out of work a little bit early, please.
Fingers crossed. Now, if people actually want to come along tonight to the 5th birthday, can they still get tickets and stuff?
Yeah, tickets are still available. They are via Cosmic at the moment. There will be some door sales as well. I'm not sure what the cost on the door will be, but I think the tickets are around $20 right now. And I am going to say this, I shouldn't say this, but if there is any students listening, and to be honest, if you're not a student, then you can probably use this anyway. There is a discount code. Ben's going to hate me for saying this on the radio. but it's I'm going to tell you the discount code. And if you can remember it, good for you. It's ETR student, but the ETRS is capital. So if you enter that, you'll get a cheap ticket.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Exclusive for the RDU listeners/students.
That's right. That's
Student Radio Network.
Yeah, and so many students listen because youth love radio. Youth and radio together.
Together.
All the time.
Was that? Were you joking?
No,
that,
no. Of course not.
I was like, just, when I think radio, I'm like my grandma listening in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, on an actual radio, like I'm either in my car or on my phone on a Bluetooth speaker is how I listen to a consumer.
Yeah, I know. No, like an actual radio.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if anyone is. Oh, there'll be some.
No, there'll be some. On building sites for sure.
Yes. And thank you to those listening on building sites right now.
Just assuming builders listen to RDU.
Well, I hope. Maybe there's two.
You attach that jib. Stop listening to us talk.